All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at a case that is pretty fascinating, especially for those of you out there who are interested in environmental law.
Yeah.
We're going to be diving in to United States v. Saint-Ange.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
It's a good one. You might find summaries of this case kind of all over the place, but we're really going to be focusing in on what it tells us about criminal intent.
Right.
Under the ESA, the Endangered Species Act.
Absolutely. And this case really, I think, brings to light a question that a lot of students have when they first encounter the ESA. And that is, you know, if I'm out hunting and I think I'm shooting at one animal, but it turns out to be a protected species.
Right.
What happens then?
Does it matter?
Does it matter if I was mistaken? Does it matter if I was genuinely, you know, had no idea?
Exactly.
So that's what we're going to be looking at today.
Yeah, this is like your, think of it like a cheat sheet almost.
Right.
To understanding this very specific but important part of environmental law.
It is important.
So by the time we're done here, you'll be able to really impress your environmental law professor.
Absolutely.
Or at least, you know, not totally bomb the exam.
Right, exactly.
So let's get into it. What happened in this case? Give us like the overview of the facts here.
Sure. So the basic facts of the case are that Ronald Saint-Ange was out hunting and shot and killed a grizzly bear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his defense was that he thought he was shooting at an elk.
Okay, so he's claiming a mistake.
I didn't know. Huh? I thought it was an elk. Now, what's interesting is the government actually tried to exclude evidence of his mistake from the trial. So they tried to say that, you know, whether he knew it was a grizzly bear or not.
Doesn't matter.
Was irrelevant.
Is irrelevant.
Under the ESA.
Yeah.
And that's really what brings up this question of intent.
So what exactly was the legal issue that the court was looking at here?
Yeah. So the question before the court was, does the ESA's criminal provision, which prohibits someone from knowingly taking a protected species, does that require the government to prove that the person knew that the animal was a protected species?
Right.
So this is what we call specific intent.
Specific intent. Right.
Right. So did Mr. Saint-Ange know that he was shooting at a grizzly bear?
Right.
Which is a protected species. Or is it enough that he just knew that he was shooting at an animal, intentionally shooting at an animal, and it just happened to be a protected species?
God.
And this is what we call general intent.
Okay. So specific intent is, you know.
You know what you're doing.
We knew what you're doing, and you know you're breaking the law in a sense.
Right.
General intent is you intended to do the action.
Right. You just, you know, you meant to shoot. You didn't mean to shoot a grizzly bear. You just meant to shoot.
Right. Okay. So that's the difference there. So what does the ESA actually say about this idea of knowingly taking?
Right. So the ESA, the language that's relevant here is found in 16 U.S.C. section 1538A1. G and 1540B1.
Right.
And that section makes it a crime to knowingly take an endangered or threatened species.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the court in Saint-Ange said that that word knowingly only applies to the taking of the animal. So you have to knowingly take the animal.
Right.
I mean, you meant to shoot the animal.
Right.
You know, it wasn't an accident.
Okay.
But the court said it does not require knowledge that the animal is a protected species.
Interesting. Okay. So they're really focusing in on the act of the taking.
Right.
Not so much the knowledge of the species itself.
Right.
So is this the first time a court has looked at this, or do they have other cases to sort of...
Yeah, no, the court in Saint-Ange actually relied on a previous case called United States v. Billy.
Okay.
And that case involved the taking of a Florida panther.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is also a protected species. And in that case, the court had said that general intent was all that was required. So the government just had to prove that the defendant intentionally took the animal.
Okay.
They didn't have to prove that he knew it was a Florida panther.
Okay, interesting. So there's some precedent here.
Right, exactly.
So is there anything in like the history of the ESA that gives us any clues as to whether Congress wanted this to be a specific intent or general intent crime?
Yeah, so if you look at the legislative history of the ESA, particularly the 1978 amendments, it seems pretty clear that Congress intended for criminal violations of the ESA to be general intent crimes.
Oh.
And if you think about it, if the government had to prove that a person knew that they were taking a protected species, that would be really hard.
It would be really hard.
Like, how do you prove what someone's thinking?
Right, right.
And it would really make it difficult to enforce the ESA.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Congress seemed to be aware of that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's kind of like a practical consideration there. Okay. So then what was the reasoning behind the court's decision in the St. Ange case specifically?
So the court in St. Ange basically said that the purpose of the ESA is to protect endangered species.
Of course. Yeah.
And that purpose is best served by a strict liability standard.
Okay.
Where the focus is on the act of taking rather than the intent of the person doing the taking.
Okay, so again, it's back to that act itself, not the intent.
Exactly. Yeah. So they said, you know, if we make the government prove that a person knew they were taking a protected species, it's going to be really hard to enforce the ESA.
Makes sense, yeah.
And we're not going to be able to protect species as effectively.
Right, yeah.
So they really emphasize that the purpose of the ESA is conservation.
Yeah.
And that requires this kind of strict liability standard.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
So can you walk us through like the actual instructions that the court said should be given to the jury in these cases?
Right. So the court said the jury should be instructed that to find a defendant guilty, the government has to prove three things. First, that the defendant knowingly took an animal.
Okay.
Second, that the animal was a protected species under the ESA.
Right.
And third, that the defendant did not have a permit to take the animal.
Okay. So it sounds
And importantly, the court said the jury does not have to consider whether the defendant knew that the animal was a protected species.
Interesting. So they really made that distinction clear.
Very clear.
Okay. All right. So what are the broader implications of this ruling for ESA enforcement?
Well, the ruling in St. Ange definitely makes it easier for the government to prosecute ESA violations.
Okay.
Because they don't have to prove that the person knew what species they were taking.
Yeah.
And it really emphasizes that protecting endangered species is the priority.
Okay.
You know, even if that means that someone who made a genuine mistake could be held liable.
So it's really prioritizing the
species.
The species over the
the
person's knowledge in a sense.
Right.
And this is kind of similar to other areas of law, like environmental law in particular, where the focus is on the act and not so much the knowledge.
Right.
So it's kind of a common theme there.
Absolutely. Like with things like pollution or you know, dumping hazardous waste.
Right.
It doesn't really matter if you knew that it was harmful. The fact that you did it.
You did it. That's it.
Is enough.
Okay. Now, I know some people might say this seems a little unfair.
Yeah.
Like, what about those people who genuinely made a mistake?
Right.
Did the court address that at all?
They did. They acknowledged that it might seem unfair in some cases.
Yeah.
But they said that the purpose of the ESA is so important that it outweighs those concerns.
So the greater good of protecting the species is more important than the individual's potential lack of knowledge, in a sense.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give us the big takeaway here for our listeners. If they're going into an exam on this, what do they need to remember?
The key takeaway from United States v. St. Ange is that if you knowingly take an animal and that animal turns out to be a protected species, you can be found guilty of a crime.
Right.
Even if you didn't know it was a protected species.
So ignorance is not a defense.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got to be really careful out there.
You got to know your species.
Yeah. You got to know your species. You got to know.
Especially if you're hunting.
Yeah. If you're hunting.
Yeah.
What you're aiming at.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah. This was a good one.
It was a good one. I think this will be really helpful for our listeners. And hopefully they'll be able to take this information and
Ace those exams.
Yeah. Now, here's something I want you all to think about. We've talked about how the St. Ange case kind of balances the need to protect endangered species with the idea of fairness to individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a question that comes up in other areas of law, too. How do we balance the need to protect society as a whole with the rights of individuals? It's a complex issue, and it's one that you'll grapple with throughout your legal career.
Absolutely.
So keep that in mind as you continue your studies.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep diving deep.